Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午聚会。
Now, Jesus, let us commence our afternoon service.
唱诗185首。
Let us sing hymn 185.
今天下午继续跟大家来查考哥罗西书。
This afternoon, I'd like to continue study on Colossians.
以弗所书跟哥罗西书的重点不一样。
The main emphasis of Ephesians and Colossians is different.
以弗所书是强调教会。
Ephesians emphasizes the notion of the church.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那哥罗西书是强调那个身体的头是什么
？Colossians then emphasizes instead, what is the head of this body in question?
那个身体的头就是主耶稣。
And the head of this body is Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣在哪里
？Where is Jesus?
主耶稣现在在天上。
Now he's in heaven.
他第二次会再来。
And he will come again.
那个就是世界的末日。
That will be the end of the times.
也是神的国最后的实现。
That is the realization of God's kingdom in its fullest.
那教会在哪里？
Where is the church then?
教会就是主耶稣宝血所洁净的弟兄姐妹联合起来叫做教会。
The church is what we call the union of the brothers and sisters redeemed by the blood of Christ.
所以这个会堂不是教会。
So this building is not the church.
这个是会堂。
And this is merely a chapel.
那教会是坐在里面受洗罪得洁净的信徒，这个叫教会。
What we call the church are the brothers and sisters redeemed and saved through the blood of Christ.
那教会跟主耶稣的关系就是头跟身体的关系。
And then the relationship between Christ and the church is like that of head and body.
就是不可以分离。
That is to say they are inseparable.
耶稣就是教会的头。
Jesus is the head of the church.
那我们要想一个问题，就是那到底我信耶稣这个根基是在哪里？
Let us then think about a question. Given that I believe in Christ, what is the root of my belief?
有的从中国大陆来，从小在这个共产思想长大。
Some of us grew up in mainland China under the influence of communist thought.
那有的人在学校受过一些哲学思想的训练。
Some of us were trained in theological or philosophical thinking.
所以圣经说保罗在加马略门下受教。
That is why the Bible says that Paul was educated under his teacher Gamaliel.
那到底我们信仰的根基在哪里？
But where does the fundamental of our faith reside?
什么叫做信仰有根基？
What do we say to have a rooted faith?
什么叫做信仰没有根基？
How do we say, what do we call a rootless faith?
我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章的第六节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6。
你们既然接受主耶稣基督，就应当遵他而行。第七节。
7。
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也增加。
6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
这个第七节说我们要在他里面，这个他就是主耶稣，要在他里面生根建造。
Here we are told that we should be rooted in him, that is Jesus Christ, and be built up in him.
让我们信心坚固。
That our faith may be established.
所以我们在教会里面不是对人有信心。
So in church, our faith is not towards men.
这个传道人很会讲道，我对他很有信心。
This preacher is very eloquent in his speech. I have faith in him.
这个长老品德很好，我对他很有信心。
This elder has many virtues, and I have faith in him.
那这个教会里面有很多社会很突出的人。
This church has many people who excel in society.
所以我觉得这个教会很好。
So I feel that this church is good.
这个教会有很多的活动。
This church has many events.
这个很满足我的需要。
And these fulfill my needs.
或者说，因为我爸爸三代都在这个教会。
Or be that because my father and three generations prior were in this church.
所以，我一定要在这个教会。
That is why I will be in this church.
或者说，我结婚以后，因为我的配偶来这个教会，所以我自然就加这个教会。
Or maybe because I was married to a church member, then I naturally become a church member.
或者在美国很流行的叫做社区教会
，or what in the United States is very common is the
community
church.
就是你搬到哪里，那里比较近，你就加入那个教会。
That is to say, you join whatever church is in your community.
这一些信仰都是没有根基的。
All this faith is without a root.
表面上看起来很热心。
On the surface, it seems full of fervor.
但是经不起考验。
But it cannot withstand the trial.
好像一个房子。
It's just like a building.
它如果盖在沙土上
，like a house which is edified on sand，
这个沙子会动的。
The sand is mobile。
风一吹，水一冲，它会动的。
When the wind comes and the water comes, it will move about。
那个房子就倒下来了。
The house collapses。
所以我们在教会里面，这个信心不是人。
So when we talk about faith in our church, we're not talking about the people。
因为这不是社团。
Because this is not a social club。
那教会里面这个。我们信心的根基是什么？
What is then the fundamental for faith in church?
是主耶稣。
It is Jesus Christ.
所以第七节说，在他里面生根建造。
So here we're told in verse 7,
信心坚固。
And verse 7, to be rooted in him and be established in the faith.
有一首赞美是说，主耶稣昨天、今天、明天、永远一样。
There's a hymn that says, yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same.
所以有时候我们看到有的信徒信了50年、60年、70年还在信。
Therefore, we see members who believe 50, 60, 70 years, still they believe.
诶，为什么他信心这么稳固呢？
Why is it that their faith is so founded?
因为他的信仰扎在主耶稣的身上。
It is because their faith has been rooted on Jesus Christ himself.
70年的主耶稣跟现在的主耶稣跟70年以后的主耶稣是一样，是没有变的。
The Jesus of 70 years ago, the Jesus of today, and the 70 years from now is the same and never changes.
所以信仰要能够持守一直到离世，就是要扎根在主耶稣的身上。
In order for us to persist in the truth until the day we go from this world, we need to be rooted in Jesus Christ.
那要怎么扎根在主耶稣的身上？
What then is our method for establishing this root?
好，我们现在看第一章的二十八节。
Let us see chapter 1 verse 28.
第一章的二十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫人，教导人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神的面前。
28. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
保罗很认真在做圣工。
Paul was very dedicated to holy work.
他用诸般的智慧在劝勉人，教导人。
With all wisdom, he taught and instructed the people.
目的是什么？
What was the objective?
要把人完完全全引到神的面前。
It is to bring people completely and perfectly before the presence of God.
这个就是我们要建立在基督的第一步。
This is the first step of us in being established in Christ.
在加州啊，有一个叫做 Crystal Cathedral 玻璃水晶会堂。
In California, there is a so-called Crystal Cathedral.
就是在这个园林教会附近。
Which is close to the Church of Garden Grove.
因为这个创办人啊，很有口才。
The founder of this church is very eloquent.
他专门讲圣经里面的积极思想。
And he speaks about the active or proactive thoughts through the Bible.
Positive
thought through the Bible.
一些美国人很喜欢听。
And Americans love to hear the message.
情绪上受到鼓舞，所以第二天可以继续去上班。
And if we are hurt emotionally because of what we hear, we are able to go to work the next day.
最近他这个教会就申请破产。
And but the church lately announced bankruptcy.
他会堂非常漂亮。
The church is beautiful.
一扇这个墙壁可以打开来，你可以看到外面的月亮。
When you open one of the walls or faces of the church, you can see the moon.
那为什么可以吸引这么多人？
Why could it attract so many people?
就是这个创办人的口才。
It is because of the eloquence of its founder.
所以他把很多人带到他的面前。
So he brought many people to his presence.
用他自己所发明的积极思想来吸引人。
And through the positive thinking he created, he attracted the attention of many.
他现在年纪大了。
And now these people grew old.
头脑不灵光。
And their minds are not that bright anymore.
讲的道理不能吸引人。
His mind is not bright anymore, so he cannot attract people to his words. There are fewer people attracted to his service. So the offering naturally decreases. Then the church cannot turn a profit or be financially sound. So they went bankrupt. But this is not the model of the administration of our church. In our church, we do not look at men.
So you can see our church's 刊物很少在高举哪一个人。
So when you look at our church publications, you very rarely see elevation of a certain personal name.
我们是服侍神。
We are to serve God.
要把人带到神面前，不是把人带来认识我，带到我的面前。
And to bring people before the presence of God, not before ourselves.
因此我们在教会里面，我们信仰有两个阶段。
Therefore, our faith consists in two levels.
第一个阶段，
The first one,
我要不要加入这个教会？
Should I join this church?
神我看不到啊。
I cannot see God.
那我怎么决定？
So how do I make a decision?
我就看周围的人。
I look around me at the people around me.
如果周围的人很好，
If the people around me are good,
那我就决定要加入这个教会。
Then my decision is yes, I will join this church.
所以我们来到教会，第一个吸引人的是周围的人。
Therefore, the first attraction we feel when we come to this church is the people that surround us.
但是这只是初步而已。
But this is only the initial step.
那如果我们的信仰没有在成长，
If our faith doesn't grow from that,
有一天我们还是会跌倒。
Then one day we shall also fall.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们没有认识神。
Because we have not come to the knowledge of God.
我们只认识人。
We have only known men.
那你知道我们人都有缺点。
And you know that every man has his or her own weaknesses.
所以我们需要不断的努力。
That's why we need to continue to strive on forward.
使我们能够越来越完全。
That we might become more perfect.
既然人有缺点。
Given that we have our defects.
有一天我们都会觉得对一些人有失望。
One day it is unavoidable that we feel disappointed at certain people.
那如果我们吸引来教会是因为人。
But if we were attracted to the church because of its people.
那你发现你最尊敬的人，或者说你想想象一个人应该没有缺点，忽然间你发现缺点。你就失望，失望就离开教会了。
And one day when you discover the person you most admire has many weaknesses, or you didn't imagine them that way, then you are disappointed and depart from the church.
那我们因为人来到教会，那下一步要做什么？
If we come to the church because of the man, then what is the next step?
下一步要认识神。
It is to know God.
在这个教会里面认识神。
In this church, let us come to the knowledge of God.
那如果我们对神真的有认识，
If we truly know God,
有一天你发现周围的人有什么缺点，你不会离开的。
Then one day you realize that no matter the weaknesses you see around you, you will not depart.
因为我知道神在这里。
Because I know God is here.
我知道这个是神的殿，这个是通天的门。
I know this is God's temple, the way to heaven.
那我怎么会离开呢？
So how would I go away?
这个就是我们信仰要努力的一点。
This is something we should strive for in our faith.
要把我们的信仰从人提升到认识神。
Let us elevate the status of our faith from knowing man to knowing God Himself.
那以后周围的人怎么样，你就不会跌倒了。
And then what happens to the people around us? It doesn't matter. We shall not fall because of them.
好，那我们怎么才能够认识神
？So how do we know God?
好，我们看第二章。
Let us see chapter 2.
好，第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
哥罗西书二章二节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2。
要叫他们心里得安慰，因为爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘，就是基督。
Verse 2, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ.
我们如果讲信心哦，每一个宗教人都有信心。
If we talk about faith, all religions imply faith.
有时候回教的信心会让你印象很深。
And sometimes the faith of the Buddhist will leave a deep impression on you.
有时候他们祷告时间到了。
I'm sorry, of the Muslims or those of the Islam religion, when their prayer time comes.
不管谁在看啊，他就早席一铺，他就跪下来祷告。
No matter who is watching or who is not watching, they lay down their mat and start their prayer.
在机场，在路旁，他都照样。
Be by the roadside, in the airport, it doesn't matter to them.
这个就是他的对他的信仰的信心的表现。
This is the actions and deeds of faith that come from the religion.
那你再看佛教。
Now when you look at Buddhists,
他也有一套的信心。
They also have their own system of faith.
所以他一生就是。不吃这个动物。
So when they are since they are born, they become vegetarians and abstain from certain foods.
那是一个很大的牺牲啊。
This is a great sacrifice.
但是因为他对他那一套信仰有信心，所以他一直做到他死。
But because of their belief and faith in their religion, they do it until the day they die.
那我们现在相信这个信心是在哪里
？Now today, where does our faith reside?
所以我们看第二节。
Let us see verse 2.
丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心。
It says here in the full assurance of the understanding.
我们的信仰啊，不是盲信。
Our faith is not a blind faith.
盲信就是说你没有办法解释。
A blind faith is a faith which you cannot explain.
你只有信，你没有办法解释。
You just believe, but you can't explain.
事实上，有很多的信仰你没有办法解释。
In reality, there are many faiths you cannot explain.
你看很多中国人说他拜祖先。
There are many Chinese that worship their ancestors.
那你问他，你解释一下，你拜这个拜什么
？So you can try and ask them. So why do you worship them? What does this consist in?
讲不出来。
They cannot really explain.
你拜关公、拜观音、拜妈祖。
You worship 关公 or 妈祖。
请你讲一套道理给我听。
Now tell me what is the content of this faith?
为什么关公、观音、妈祖你可以把它当神来拜
？Why is it that 关公、观音、妈祖 are worthy of being your God?
他讲不出来啊。
They cannot explain it to you.
所以很多的信仰，它里面是讲不出来，没有办法解释。
So many faiths of the world have a faith that cannot be explained.
那我们的信仰呢
？How about our faith?
这里说是在 属灵的悟性中有充足的信心。
He says here that we have full assurance in this understanding.
啊，悟性 ，understanding 就是领悟力。
This understanding, this sense that we have.
哦，所以这个信仰是有一套的理论，你可以去领悟，然后领悟以后，你的信仰就扎根在这一套理论里面。
Therefore, this faith is a system, a theory which you can understand, and then your understanding will be where you are rooted.
哦。这个不是盲信啊。
This is not blind faith.
哦，所以一本圣经啊，我们在读神学院的时候，一本圣经读三年。
So, as we study the Bible for 3 years in theological school,
一本书读三年，这个很少有这样的书啊。
Think about it. When have you dedicated 3 years to study just one book?
但是三年也不是全部都懂。
But even in 3 years, it is not that we understand it all in all.
我们教会有一个蔡长老，现在已经离世了。
There is a already deceased Elder Tsai in our church.
他不到二十岁就开始当传道。
In his 20s, before his 20s, he became a pastor.
哦，做到这个九十岁。
All the way until 90 something years old.
读同一本圣经。
He just read one Bible.
可能读破了几本圣经，但是同一本还是同样圣经。
It might be that he went through different books because they broke, but it was one same Bible.
所以这本书里面有一套他的理论。
This book contains a certain theory.
哦。那这套理论跟我研究科学有什么不同？
So what is the difference between this set of beliefs, this theory of the Bible, and the theory of science?
当然不同。
It is very different.
你如果用追求宗教的态度来研究科学，你一定没办法达成什么目标。
If you try to pursue science with a mentality of pursuing faith, you won't go anywhere.
因为主耶稣说神是灵。
Because Jesus says that God is spirit.
所以你拜神要用心灵跟诚实。
So those who worship need to worship in spirit and in truth.
那你去研究科学，你用心灵跟诚实吗？
How are you to study science in spirit and in truth?
这个没有办法。走到哪里去的？
This would not lead you anywhere.
啊，现在把它倒过来看。
Now, if we invert the situation,
信仰是在寻求神。
Faith seeks God.
哦，那你如果用科学的态度要来找神
，If you try to find God with a scientific mentality,
把神从天上拉下来解剖室去分析解剖
，You extract God from the heavens and conduct an autopsy and see what's inside.
但是不要忘记，神是灵。
But don't forget, He is a spirit.
用科学的方法，造就你找不到神、
啊。Through the method of science, you will not be able to find God.
为什么找不到神
？Why not?
因为这个两个是不同的方向。
Because these two directions are opposite.
科学有科学的方法。
Science has its own methods.
信仰有信仰的方法。
Faith has its own methods.
但是现在的人呢、啊，就是以为我在科学学了一点，我很聪明，所以这一套我要用来认识神。
But people today think that they are smart, and if they know science, they think they know it all, and try to apply the same thought process to knowing God.、
哦、所以没有办法认识神。
And therefore, they cannot know God.、
哦、所以这里讲、哦、在智慧悟性上充足的信心。
It says here in the understanding, knowledge, and in the faith.
那这个智慧悟性从哪里来
？Where does this wisdom and understanding come from？
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians。
哥林多前书的第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2。
十一节。
Verse 11。
第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11。
除了在人里头的灵，谁曾知道人的事？这样除了神的灵也没有人知道神的事
12
我们所领受的不是世上的灵乃是从神来的叫我们能够知道神开恩赐给我们的事
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him Even so no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God 12 Now we have received not the spirit of the world but the spirit who is from God That we might know the things that have been freely given us by God
人有文化
，people have their culture，
但是我们有头脑，你就可以了解。
But because we have a brain, we can understand it.
哦，因为这是人世间的一套理论。
And these are the theories among the realm of man.
哦，但是你如果要跟你家的那个宠物啊、狗的、猫的解释，他听不懂。
But if you try to explain these things to the dog, the cat in your house, they won't understand.
因为它是低等。
Because they're of a lower level.
所以他没有办法了解人的事情。
So they can understand the matters of men, of humans.
那神呢？
How about God?
神比人高一等。
God is also a level above men.
哦，以赛亚书说。
The book of Isaiah says.
说我们在神的眼中好像微尘。
In the eyes of God, we are mere dust.
你看，你有没有看到灰尘？
Do you see dust?
没有。
No, you don't.
但有没有灰尘？
But does dust exist?
有。
Yes.
那为什么你看不到？
Why is it that you don't see it?
太小。
Because it is too small.
那一个这么微小的人要去了解一个这么伟大的神，这怎么有可能？
So how is it possible that such a tiny and insignificant person can come to the understanding such a great God?
所以人不可能用自己的理性去认识神。
That is why men cannot rely on their own understanding and wisdom to know God.
那这样是不是人不可能认识神呢？
So then it's the conclusion that it's impossible for men to know God.
还是可能。
It is actually possible.
但是有一条路。
But then there is one way.
这一条路是神指导我们的路。
This way was the way indicated by God.
就是十一节下半句。
Which is the last part of verse 11.
除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事情。
No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
所以这个神的灵会从天上降到我们身上。
So the Spirit of God descends from the heavens unto us.
然后神把他的智慧给我们一点点。
And then he gives us a little fragment of his wisdom.
我们就可以认识神。
And that is enough for us to know him.
这个在圣经里面叫做属灵的悟性，就是属灵的领悟力。
This is what the Bible calls spiritual understanding.
所以对一个没有得圣灵的来说，
So to a person who has not received the Holy Spirit,
圣经一打开来，他觉得每个地方都有问题。
When they turn to the Bible, they can point different problems as they read.
他读不下去。
They cannot keep on reading.
为什么？
Why?
也看不懂。
Because they don't understand.
但是一个得圣灵的人，
But for a person who has received the Holy Spirit,
有这个从神来的这种领悟力，
and they have this discernment, understanding that comes from God.
我们发现圣经是最奇妙的一本书。
We see that the Bible is the most wonderful book.
神的话是灵，是生命。
Because God's word is life, it is spirit.
通过圣经你可以认识神。
Through the Bible, you can know God.
通过圣经可以看到神的爱。
Through the Bible, you can see the love of God.
通过圣经可以看到神对宇宙世界的计划。
Through the Bible, you can see God's plan for the entire universe.
通过圣经可以认识人从哪里来。
And through the Bible, you can know where man comes from.
人是怎么堕落的。
How man decay and fell.
人要怎么才能够重新得到希望。
And what is man to do to once again regain hope.
这是一个非常奥妙的书。
This is a very mysterious and wonderful book.
这个叫做神的书。
This is God's book.
所以我们回到哥罗西书的第二章。
So if we return to Colossians chapter 2,
说充充足足的在悟性中，丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心。
It says that we might have faith to the full assurance of understanding.
所以我们的信仰不是没有办法解释的。
Then it is not that we cannot explain our faith.
是非常深奥，能够解释的。
It is very deep, mysterious, but explainable.
但是如果要听得懂，要有神的灵进到我们里面。
But if we are to understand what is said, then we need the Spirit of God to dwell within us.
那我们这个信仰一直进去到最后，你研究你会发现什么？
As you enter deeper into the faith, what will you discover?
下一句话。
Let's continue.
使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
That they might know the mystery of God, which is Christ.
谁是基督？
Who is Christ?
基督就是耶稣。
Christ is Jesus.
耶稣是人类历史上的一个人。
And Jesus was a historical figure.
这个没有一个人否定的。
And no one can deny his existence.
所以圣经说他有家谱。
So the Bible says he has a genealogy.
他的母亲是玛利亚，他的父亲是约瑟。
His mother was Mary, his father was Joseph.
他是道道地地的一个人。
He was a very real, palpable person.
但是圣经说，
But then the Bible also says,
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
所以这样看起来，
So apparently,
如果我们要认识神，
If we are to know God,
你一定要认识耶稣。
Then you need to know Christ.
因为神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Because the mystery of God is Jesus.
不认识耶稣就是不认识神。
To not know Jesus is to know no God.
认识神的人一定认识耶稣。
Those who know God will surely know Jesus.
所以这样看起来你就发现了，世界上有很多人虽然想要拜神。
So it seems then there are many people in this world who seek to worship God.
他拜神的本能这是对的。
That they have this inclination and proneness is correct.
好像小孩子在寻找父母，这个是本能，这是对的。
It is their instinct, like a child looks for their parent.
但是如果不认识耶稣，
But if they do not know Jesus,
我们还是不认识神。
Then they still do not know God.
那不认识神又拜神，这是很危险的。
And to know not God but worship God at the same time is very dangerous.
不认识神又拜神，可能拜到 另外一个神。
If you don't know God and worship God, it might be the case that you're worshiping another God.
我们知道神只有真的神只有一个。
Yet we know there is only one true God.
其他都不是真的。
The other ones cannot be called God.
啊，那有的是魔鬼的工作。
Some of them are the work of Satan.
啊，所以我们有这个属灵的悟性，啊，到最后就是要在耶稣里面来认识神。
So we have this spiritual discernment understanding so that ultimately we can come to the knowledge of God and Christ.
我们看第三节。
Let us see verse 3.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都藏在他里面。
In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
在主耶稣里面，神的一切知识、智慧都在他里面。
All the wisdom, knowledge of Christ are in God.
所以这样看起来哦。
So apparently,
耶稣看起来是一个很简单的人。
Jesus was a very simple, plain man.
我们今天早上有提过。
We mentioned in the morning.
一个没有受过教育的人。
A person who was uneducated.
一个没有外貌的人。
A person without any outer appearance.
一个没有家世背景的人。
A person without any status or family background.
一个没有钱财的人。
A person without wealth.
请问他会吸引谁？
Let me ask you, who would this person attract?
特别是他死以后他会吸引谁？
Especially who will he attract if he's dead?
这个是我们大家可以下一个结论。
We can draw a conclusion from right here.
哦，但是历史上证明。
But then history proves.
耶稣死的影响力开始增加。
That when Jesus died, his influence was magnified.
耶稣死了2000年。
He died 2000 years ago.
全世界信耶稣的人超过四分之一。
And more than a quarter of the world population believes in him today.
一生要照着他的教训来活。
And they are willing to give their lives entirely to his teachings.
为着传扬他的福音。
All to preach his gospel.
甚至牺牲了生命。
And even lay down their lives for it.
一生要做他的门徒。
For their lifetime, they are willing to be disciples of Christ.
这个是没有办法解答的一个奥秘。
This is a mystery you cannot explain.
怎么有办法一个人什么都没有，死了两千年，影响力这么大？
How do you explain a person who had nothing to his name, but yet when he died, he influenced people 2,000 years later?
你如果想不通，
if you cannot really get your head around it,
回到圣经，
come to the Bible again.
我发现答案就在这里。
And see that the answer is right in front of you.
神的奥秘就是基督。
Because God's mystery is Christ.
所以为什么耶稣会吸引人？
Why is it that Christ attracts people?
因为他就是神。
It is because he is God.
所以他才有办法吸引人。
That is why he is able to attract many to him.
因此如果我们对主耶稣有认识，
if we know Christ then,
我们就会深深地被他吸引。
Then we'll be truly and deeply attracted by him.
你一生啊，不会离开他。
And we'll never forsake him in our life.
也没有一个人能够勉强我们离开他。
And no one can force us and compel us to leave him.
因为他的吸引力太大。
And for his attraction is too great.
所以认识耶稣，使我们的信仰有根基。
So let us know Christ that our faith might be rooted.
那什么叫做神的奥秘就是基督呢？
So what does it actually mean to say the mystery of God is Christ?
如果我们再回到第一章来看，
If we come back again to chapter 1,
第一章从第十五节开始，
Starting from verse 15,
一直描写到十七节，
All the way to 17,
我们就发现第一个他提到爱子，
First of all, we see that he is the beloved son.
第二个他提到神，
Second, that he is God.
十五节
15.
爱子是那不能看见神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
这个就很深了。
This is very deep.
爱子就是耶稣。
And this firstborn is Jesus.
他受洗来，圣灵流宣告，这是我的爱子。
After he rose from the baptismal water, there was a voice saying, "This is my beloved son."
他说，他就是神的像。
And it says here, he is the image of God.
哦。地上的耶稣就是天上神的一个像形象。
Earthly Jesus is an image of the heavenly God.
所以他说，你看到我就是看到神。
That is why Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father.
你认识我，你就认识神。
If you know me, you know the Father.
神在我里面。
God is in me.
我在神里面。
And I am in God.
我跟神是合一的。
Because I am God are one.
这一句话没有人敢讲，也没有人讲过。
And no one dare say this, nor has ever said this.
这是奥秘。
Because it is a mystery.
因为耶稣是神成为人来地上。
Because Jesus is God become man onto earth.
所以带有肉体，他称作神子。
So carrying the flesh, he is called the Son of God.
但是，他就是神的具体的显现，所以就是神的像。
But then he is a concrete image of the manifestation of God. That is why it says here he is the image of God.
因此他才说，在一切被造以先。
That is to say, we're told this is before creation.
耶稣讲过一句话。
Jesus once said,
还没有亚伯拉罕就有我。
Before Abraham was, I am.
你如果看英文，这个非常奇妙。
If you focus on the English, it is very extraordinary.
I am 是现在式。
I am, it is a present simple tense.
那还没有亚伯拉罕是用 was 过去式。
But he says before Abraham was, which is past perfect.
一个人一死了，你在描写这个人就是用过去式。
If a person dies, you start using the present simple.
但是还没有亚伯拉罕哦。
But before Abraham was,
我已经存在。
Then I am in the present somehow.
那亚伯拉罕是主耶稣前2000年前以前的人。
Yet Abraham lived before Jesus about 2,000 years ago.
那为什么说亚伯拉罕没有你，还没有就有我了
？So why is it that before Abraham was, then I am?
亚伯拉罕听不懂，就要拿石头把他打。
Then the Jews didn't understand and wanted to stone him to death.
这里就告诉我们了。
And here it says,
说在一切的被造以前
，that before all creation.
因为他就是神嘛。
Because he is God.
我们再看第十六节。
Let us see verse 16.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论天上地上看得见不能看见，有位主治执政掌权的，一再都是借着他的造，也就是为着他造的。
For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
如果有个人问
，If a person asks，
谁在创造宇宙
？Who created the universe？
当然。神创造宇宙。
Of course, the answer is God.
这是对的。
This is correct.
但是如果一个人回答
，But if a person replies,
主耶稣创造世界。
Jesus created the universe.
也是对的。
This is also correct.
那你会问，主耶稣不是2000年生了一个人吗
？But then you will ask, wasn't Jesus born 2,000 years ago?
那你说为什么说主耶稣创造世界呢
？So how can you say that Jesus created the universe?
因为还没有世界。主耶稣那个时候就是神啊。
Because before the universe was, Jesus is God.
所以你能看见的、不能看见的、物质界、灵界，一切都是主耶稣创造。
As such, what you can see, what you cannot, things of this world, things of the spiritual realm, all of it was created by Jesus.
那我们再问你一个问题。
So let us ask another question.
那为什么神要创造宇宙世界
？Why did God decide to create the universe？
十七节下，十六节最后就说为着他造。
It is things. It says here that all things were created for him.
以赛亚书告诉我们是说为着他的荣耀。
In Isaiah, it goes on to say that it was created for his glory.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
The heavens magnify the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
And the firmament announces his handiwork.
神是荣耀。
God is glorious.
因为神是伟大。
Because he is great.
神是伟大的。
God is great.
因为他的创造这么伟大。
Because his creation shows thusly.
所以就是为着他的荣耀造的。
For him all things were created.
十七节。
17.
他在万有以先，万有也是靠他而立。
And he is before all things, and in him all things consist.
所以这个万有是靠着主耶稣而立的。
All things consist and stand by Jesus.
所以圣经里面说神超乎众人之上。
The Bible says that God is above and beyond all.
他也贯乎众人之中。
And he is within all.
不要想说我年轻，所以我身体很健康。
Don't feel that because you are young, you have a very healthy body.
为什么整个世界的生命会连续不断
？Why is it that there is a continuum in the life of this world?
因为神的能力贯乎众人之中。
It is because God's life and power are within all.
如果神把他的能力收回
，If God extracts and recaptures this power.
那就好像这个电源切断。
It is like shutting off the mains of an electrical system.
灯也不会亮。
The lights will not be bright.
冷气也没有。
There'll be no air conditioning.
所以神把他的能力收回，世界生命就结束了。
If God recaptures his power, his life, then life as such ends.
所以每一天的生活，就是因为有神的能力贯穿在我们当中，我们才能够活着。
Every day we live and we see life because God's life is within us and among us.
万有是靠他而立的。
All things consist and stand by him.
那这一位神或者主耶稣
，And this God which is Jesus，
十八节
，Verse 18，
他是教会全体之首
，He is the head of the whole church，
对，他就是教会的头
，Because he is the head of the church，
所以我们今天的信仰就是敬拜真神
So today our faith consists in worshiping the true God.
那这位真神就是主耶稣。
This true God is Jesus.
也是敬拜主耶稣。
So we worship Jesus.
所以向主耶稣祷告就是向神祷告。
To pray to Jesus then is equivalent to praying to God.
这两个是一样的。
These are equivalent.
这是奥秘。
And this is a mystery.
那整本圣经啊都是在描写这个神的奥秘。
The whole Bible is dedicated to explaining the mystery of God.
那我们认识越深。
So the more deeply we understand this.
这个就是我们信仰的根基。
Then it is laying the foundation for our faith.
没有一套哲学思想可以跟这个比较。
And there is no philosophical school of thought that can compare to this.
有哪一个哲学家还存在呢？
Which philosopher still exists today?
全部都死了。
They are all dead.
如果他死了，
if they died,
他能创造宗教吗？
Can they create a religion?
如果他死了，
if they died,
他能够给我们得永生吗？
Can they grant us eternal life?
如果他死了，
if they died,
这个没太有罪。
Then it is a proof that they have sinned.
如果他有罪，
if they have sinned,
他能够救我们脱离罪吗？
Then can he save you from your own sins?
这些问题人是不能解答的。
These are questions that man cannot answer.
但是我们一回到主耶稣，
but when we turn to Jesus,
答案是很清楚很明显。
The answer is clear beyond compare.
所以我们要在属灵的领悟上对神有认识。
Therefore, let us come to the knowledge of God in our spiritual understanding.
使我们的信仰有根基。
That our faith might be rooted.
那这样我们就经得起考验。
And then we'll be able to withstand the trial.
就能够持守我们的信仰。
We'll be able to persist and persevere in the faith.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
215
首。Now let us pray again.
求主的圣灵浇灌我们每一个人。
May the Spirit of God fill us all.
让我们有属灵的智慧跟悟性。
That we may have spiritual wisdom and understanding.
每一天对主耶稣有新的认识。
That we might come to the new knowledge of God day by day.
使我们的信仰根基越来越稳固。
And the fundament of our faith can be strengthened and solidified.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.